All right, welcome to the Florida Show with Jeffrey and Kristen.
I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Kristen.
Nice to meet you.
And we are musicians in Florida, and we wanted to pay tribute to all the other musicians in Florida and bands that we all love because we are obsessive showgoers and music listeners, and we feel that we have more of an informative ear on the subject. I figured it'd be a good idea to have all the Florida bands showcased, most of them being unknown completely. But not to us, of course, because we're all friends and we know them, most of them, right?
Yeah.
I
think we want to play like brand new stuff and old stuff and good stuff and like even try to go back, you know, to the 80s, maybe the 70s, maybe even earlier.
Yeah, sure, you know. I'll play some stuff in the 60s eventually, you know, having this show. But,
just
you
know. Anything's fair game. As long as it's from, you know, the Sunshine State right here in Florida.
And anybody from Florida will be played pretty much. Like we have bands from Orlando, which is where we're from or we're living at right now. Gainesville, Tampa, Jacksonville.
Miami.
Was it Port St. Lucie? Is that where they're from?
Yeah, Port St. Lucie, Melbourne.
Yeah, a bunch of different places in Florida. And basically to prove that Florida bands have their own sound and that they are not any less of a band than anywhere else in America because, you know, we are, as we were saying before, we are America's wing. Boing.
Sound effect here.
Yeah.
Right now. Let's hear it again. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
All right, so the first song we have is a band from Miami. They are current. They are still together. And they're called the Jacuzzi Boys. And this song is called I Fought a Crocodile.
It's a good one.
Yes, it is.
Turn it up.
Thank you. instead of dreaming up a way to spread your name across the world somehow. When you told me you were leaving, I wasn't thirsty for revenge. No, I wasn't disappointed much at all, 'cause you'll be back again.
Song one.
I don't know if that's a real title or not, but that's what it says on the title.
Yeah.
I don't buy it, but it could be called Song One. We're going to call it Song One until
we can come up with a better name, kind of like the name for our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a holding place name, I suppose.
Whenever their record comes out, that's kind of newish.
Yeah, that band's awesome. It's funny that they don't have any releases or anything, as their songs are so good.
Yeah,
and they're really awesome live, too.
And before that was a band called Tank Top USA, which is a great name. Love it. And I don't know anything about that band other than they were awesome.
They're from St. Petersburg, which is in Bright Tampa.
Yeah, and that was a song was called, what, Spencer's Rock and Roll Chicken.
Yeah.
That's kind of silly, but that's just a fun song. And I never saw that band live. I wish I did.
Yeah, because, I mean, the name was kind of an urban legend for us. As we had heard the name. It's just like, is there really a band called that? That's like the most hilarious name for a band, pretty much.
It's like it's got to be good. And it was. Love it.
Yeah. And, of course, the first song we heard was Jacuzzi Boys with I Fought a Crocodile. And they're actually getting pretty big, it seems like, kind of up and coming. Been around for a couple of years or so, doing really well, and really any of their records are definitely worth a listen. There's probably not any bad records that they have released so far, and they are going to have a full length pretty soon, which is really amazing. They have a great string of really awesome singles that they put out.
Yeah, the singles are pretty much out of print. good luck on finding those. But anything new that they put out, you know, get it, like, right away.
And there was some really great artwork. Like, the artwork for this single, it's this hilarious painting of, like, Gabriel and Diego, and they're, like, riding crocodiles. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the bass player's name. What's his name?
Danny.
Is that his? Yeah, Danny. That's right. Right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't remember his name. I don't think I ever talked to him. But anyway, the next three songs we got, first one is by a band from Gainesville called Abercoo, another up-and-coming, getting big sort of band, really great stuff.
They should be big, because, like, they're good. Like, they just released
a full-length called Throwing Sparks. It's a great LP. There's only, like, eight songs on it.
Eight songs, like, it's all A-sides.
Definitely, definitely. And this song is basically about how, what's so wrong about living in Florida? I mean, other places are cool too, but as they keep saying in the song, there's nothing left to prove. Like, don't really have to prove that Florida is any worse or better than anywhere else, I suppose.
Yeah, saying how, you know, what's wrong with living in the lazy South? Right. Here it is.
Yeah, sure. This is Abercoo with New York Friends.
Thank you.
Tricks on me, or is that way too fast?
What did I say about the song a while ago? I thought it was like a noisy leprechaun or something like that.
I don't know, but that song is like super tough.
Well, it's just
super noisy.
It's everything's all really deranged and sped up. It's really frightening stuff, I think, personally. That was Shit Eagle.
Can we say that?
Well, you can say that, you just have to mark it explicit.
Okay.
For the little kitties that want to hear it. Yeah, that was the girls in school. No, don't ever do that again.
Okay.
Bye, Shit Eagle. It's our friend Sean. It's kind of his own project he did at home. He does his own, all his own recordings. He also records our friend's band, Slippery Slopes. We're also a great band. We'll play them on a show in the future, for sure.
And
yeah. And before that, we heard Cotton Candy, Cookies and Cream.
Say that again?
No. It's Cotton Candy, Cookies and Cream. It's our friend Jen's band. She used to be in this band a few years ago called Fantasy, which is spelled with I-E on the end.
And the Charm Conspiracy.
Yeah, the Charm Conspiracy.
With an I-E.
Yeah, all those great crude misspellings. I like misspelling stuff myself personally. But really great stuff. That was called Young Foxes. I'm pretty sure that's just her doing overdubs, or maybe somebody else with her. I forget, but I know it's a really early demo that she did. And they're probably one of the best bands in town right now. Great psychedelic, noisy, really tough, like girl guitar stuff. Because she's so much fun to watch. But she's so tough.
Yeah, and everything's like the visuals are great too. Just the way they dress up in like crazy, I don't know, like uniforms, outfits, and
there's a lot of effects and things. Really fun stuff. Yeah. And then we started off with Abaku with New York Friends, or of course the Gainesville band as mentioned before. They actually had one of their songs featured in some Vice like video, right?
I don't know anything about that.
I thought so. Like it was Vice is what just like travel and sports and things like that. Like I know Black Lips had an affiliation with that also, but I know Abercrombie, they use one of their songs in there. It's kind of funny. Not sure which one. Anyway, the next set of songs, the first one we have coming up is by Naomi's Hair.
Naomi's Hair, this is going back to probably 1987. This is going to be from their cassette release. They were originally from Gainesville and relocated to Orlando. And I used to see them way back in the early 90s, and they're probably like one of my favorite, like all-time Orlando bands. Naomi's Hair originally formed in Gainesville in 1986, and really took to Orlando, and then released their first cassette release in 1987. And we're going to listen to a song off that one called 10 Million Miles. They released an EP and a full length, both on Figurehead Records after that cassette, and another self-release 7-inch after that for disbanding. All right, so we're going to go listen to 10 Million Miles.
I'm
Won't you be my baby? Won't you be my girl? Won't you be my lady? Won't you be my girl? I saw her walking down the street. She was looking so fine. She had me going in circles. She had me losing my mind. I said to that little girlie, won't you take my hand? Won't you come with me, girl, far across the land? Oh, won't you be my baby? Won't you be my girl? Won't you be my lady? Won't you be my girl? Oh, won't you be my baby? Won't you be my little girl? Won't you be my lady? Won't you be my girl? Now we all together, me and that little girl. Now we taking our trip far across the world. Oh, won't you be my baby? Won't you be my girl? Won't you be my lady? Won't you be my girl? Oh, won't you be my baby?
Okay, that was Three Calls
from Jacksonville,
formerly known as the Jackets, with an ITS.
And now we're not sure what their name is.
I think it's being referred to as Jeff Does Music because Jeff can't figure out what he wants to do, really. But that one was called Oh Won't Ya, and that was off his little early demos that he'd done. I asked him for more music, but I think he forgot to send some.
I think it's maybe embarrassed by it or something, but it's like totally awesome.
It's such good stuff, and he was gonna have a band with his the band with his friend Joel Card. They were gonna combine both their bands together and do each other's songs or whatever. That sounded pretty cool, but I guess nothing's happened so far. Gotta keep our fingers crossed for that one, because you know Florida kind of kills bands. Unfortunately, because people don't come to shows as much as they should, and then musicians get really frustrated, and they don't even want to play out anymore to nobody. So it's kind of tough to play out, do all those things when no one shows up.
Before that was Gensel Band, Brittle Stars, and that went back to their 1999 release on Shelf Life Records. And that song was called Afloat. The album was recently reissued on vinyl on Ruined Potential Records. They also had a reunion at last year's Pop Mayhem in Gainesville, the festival of all pop band. Boy Racer played, Abracu, who we just played, and the Canons from Australia. And it was a real good fun time. And it was their 10-year reunion show, and it was pretty good.
Hey, I came all the way from Australia, right?
Yeah, the Canines.
Yeah. Didn't they say canines?
I don't know how you say it. That's how I've always said it.
So I heard them saying the canines.
The Canines.
I don't know.
I've heard it all kinds of different ways.
I think I fell asleep.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I missed a lot of the dances. I kept passing out because I do that.
Oh, I was down in front. I was operating the bubble machine. If you ever look up that video on YouTube. There's like bubbles everywhere.
And everybody's on stage with maracas, right?
Yeah, you definitely gotta look that one up. And I was down there to the right.
Yeah, that really sucked. I fell, so I missed them. And I think I missed most of Boy Racer, too.
They're pretty good.
Because I passed out behind the merch table.
They probably played like 40 songs.
That's not fair. And before Brittle Stars, we of course heard Naomi's Hair. From Orlando, Florida, and that was 10 Million Miles.
Oh, yeah.
That very jangly kind of song, like jangly pop, sort of. Reminds me of, I don't know, I'd say DBs, but you hate the DBs.
they're okay. It's just like they were tossing with, you know, everything sounds like REM, so that's a tag that they got.
Well, it doesn't sound like REM, but it's definitely up to time, and with, you know, the whole Magister, What's Active thing, and REM, and the whole 80s college rock sound. It definitely has that sound to it, because it's from the same time, of course.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, no.
You make it sound like a bad thing.
Oh, no. I like REM.
I love REM. I love early REM.
I've seen Michael Zeitz's house.
Didn't he go to, like, some party or something? Like, in Athens? Or he, like, lived across the street from somebody?
He used to live across the street from the kindergarten guys.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. They're talking about that. Anyway, next up we have an Orlando band that is unfortunately not together anymore, much to their own dismay. based on new events that we will not share, but it's pretty horrible.
I don't know.
It's definitely a missed opportunity. I'll just put it that way. And this is probably their best song that they have recorded, because they were going to do more recordings, and I don't know what became of all of those. I kept bugging them about it. When are the recordings happening? Are there more recordings? Can I have the old recordings? Something.
No,
of course not. These bands, embarrassed of their own band, cannot figure it out whatsoever.
Can't understand that people like them.
Yeah, I know. How could it be? I don't know.
Hey, I like your music.
Mm. But they are called For Ex Lovers Only, and they also played Pop Mayhem last year. They played one of the day shows. Those day shows were bad.
They weren't bad. They were just hot.
They were really hot, and not enough people showed up.
It's hot in Florida. Did we mention that?
It's hot.
And that was only in May.
Yeah, beginning of May.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, this song is called Coffin. Shut up. This song is so noisy and dark, and it's great. And anyone who talks about For Ex Lovers Only always says, Coffin. Love Coffin. So maybe you will too. Here we go.
Mentally, like a mirror bomb drop. My heart hop, T-hop, it's a wonderful life, but I don't wanna try. Been rolling upstairs, there are beds everywhere, and it looks easy, and it may well piss. This is not a life, it's nothing real, but everybody's dying to see. Call it what you will, it's no ideal, but you could say we're trying to be.
That was another Gainesville band. And if you notice, that's probably the third Gainesville band we played, and not a single one of them had a gruff voice. or it sounded like they hadn't showered in days.
But much like those hippies that were talking about how funny our outfits were when we were in Gainesville for Pop Mayhem, we're like, you guys look really cool.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Those were hippies. I mean, that's different than the whatever. I don't know if you know what you would call them, the dirt rockers or
something.
You know, the no idea. Yeah, the no idea crowd.
Man, we're going to get some threats from that one, don't you think?
Well, we're. Yeah.
No,
it won't be the first time.
No,
won't
no.
be the last time.
We don't want to badmouth anyone. We're all friends here. There are no cliques and things like that. You know, dump on somebody else's band and all. Even though it is fun to do that, but it's not the right thing to do. Because we're all friends and we all get along. We're all big, happy community.
Sure.
We're not, but, you know.
I love those three bands that we played on today's show, though, for sure.
What three bands?
It was Sanders.
Oh, the Gainesville bands.
And Africa.
Yeah, it was Sanders. This was actually an older song by O. Sanders. We don't have the new LP, which we need to get. We just haven't gotten around to it yet. They actually, as far as we know, still play this song. Last time we saw them, they still played it. Like, it's an old one, but we like it.
It's like it was like the hit song.
Yeah, it's a really good song. And before that, we heard Bathtub Player with It's a Wonderful Life, Part 2.
And I'm pretty sure that's brand new, and I can only say good things about, you know, Dominic, who is also, you know, front person, I guess, for Doris DeLay, who wrote pretty much all the songs.
Yeah, he's a great musician. He's a really great songwriter.
He's probably my favorite, like, Florida songwriter.
Yeah, Doris DeLay could pretty much do no wrong when they were at their best, seeing them live. Just some really amazing shows, and unfortunately they didn't really put out any official releases or anything. They do have a lot of recordings that they, for whatever reason again, are embarrassed by and refuse to put out. They have a full length.
It's a shame because they're so good. And everyone out there listening, even me, I don't even have a copy.
Yeah, I kept bugging him for a copy of that record. It was called the Imperial Racket Club, I believe, and never got a copy of it. And I'm still pissed I don't have a copy of that, because
you know
I'd be playing it on here or something, you know, for sure. All right, we got another block of three songs, and then we leave you.
I'll say goodbye to you.
We could say our goodbyes right now if you prefer.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, the tearjerker.
I want to hear some funny sound effects, maybe.
Yeah, I'll just insert funny sound effects here.
All right.
Okay. All right, so the first song we got is by Coed Cokid. I know, great name, right?
Yeah, I love it.
That's right. Uh-huh.
You get it? Coed Cokid.
They're from, Melbourne?
They're from Melbourne.
He's from Melbourne. He played a barbecue bar with us, our band's Hot Hands.
Yeah.
He played that show, too, and he's like, don't expect much.
Well, the recordings are great and noisy. It's just kind of like a one-man band kind of thing, but live he has a full band. And it's real crazy. And
it
just shows the diversity of
it. It's entertaining, to say the least.
It's a good diversity of what goes on here. Those beach kids.
Yeah, I just we'll start a fire with their neighbor's furniture. This is, like, so deranged. Different things. should we come back?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we'll come back one more time and explain what else we've played besides Coed Cokid. This is Failure to Appear. We'll be right back.
photos. Look up, the image of a promise, no goddamn way. Look up, the image of a promise,
starts off with a little telephone ring.
Hello, who's that speaking, please?
That song's hilarious. Old Florida band. Song's probably from, I believe, 79, 80, somewhere within that time frame.
Probably the most famous punk rock band from Florida.
I would say so from down south. They're from Hialeah. They actually have a song called Hialeah. It's a great song, too. But they're best known for Communist Radio, which has been covered millions of times by all different kinds of bands. And that's an awesome song as well. You may know that one. It's like, I want out of the Indian Ocean.
What?
Why do you used to make fun of me when I do that?
Because I didn't recognize the song.
Well, whatever. I don't care. Anyway.
They actually had a reunion show.
Yeah, we didn't go, though.
Last year.
I wish I could have gone, but no. Like, a band I used to be in, Jeannie and the Tits, opened for them, but I wasn't there because I wasn't in a band anymore. And that was at Churchill's in Little Haiti / Miami.
And their entire catalog was just reissued too. I forget what record label.
It's called It's Not the Eat, It's the Humidity.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I forget what record label, but it's like two discs, two records. There's just like everything is on there.
Pretty much all you need is on there, as far as I know. And one of the guys, or two of the guys, I can't remember their names offhand, but they have a band now called the Drug Czars, who are just as good. And they actually do some of the old Eat songs as well. So that's, if you're not going to be able to see the Eat all together anytime soon, Drug Czars are pretty much the closest thing you can get to it.
Yeah, it's half the band.
Yeah, essentially. And before that, we heard from Port St. Lucie. That was the Deaf Children, who have been playing a string of shows at Hot Topic.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but that's a really good band, really good songs. It's just like, they take, like, you know...
Well, it's not a slam, it's just, you know, it's, you know, good for them. They're really nice guys, they have a good band. It's so funny to see their CD at the mall when we were going to go visit my mom. Because, like, where I grew up in Coral Springs, which is not that far from Port St. Lucie. So it's kind of funny to see their CD in the mall.
Yeah, it's like, hey, there's the Deaf Children. They're at the mall. Well, the band is like, the record is good. It's like five songs on it. And their live show is like even better. It's just like super energetic. And their singer is just like... all over, like nothing in the room is left untouched, unstood on, everything gets jumped off.
Yeah.
It's quite a sight. It's just good. Can't help it. Can't help but love it.
Sure. Okay, and then of course the first song we had was Coed Co-Kid with Failure to Appear.
Do you like that? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's pretty hilarious. Yeah. I think we've hit our quota for the day, I'd say.
All right, we need a funny sound effect, and we can probably get out of here. Boing.
Boing.
All right, so thanks for listening, and if you made it this far, that means you probably like something, and listen in for future episodes, because we're going to be playing all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds.
Yeah, we'll try to mix it up, man. To, you know, keep it crazy.
Keep it crazy. We just keep it good.
Sure.
Keeping it good in the sunshine.
I mean, we could use as many silly Floridian references as possible, right?
Aren't you glad you got this far into the podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next time. This is Jeffrey.
And Kristen signing off on the Florida show. And be sure to watch for our adventures at kickbrightzine.com. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Sounds good to me, too.
Adios.
Goodbye. Bye. Okay, now
waves. Waves! W-A-N-G. Face and down your throat.
Ew. Ew, that's disgusting.